Now, lastly, I'm going to take you to the press room. This is where you can really have your say and with a bunch of data that allows you to put your thoughts and opinions out there. You don't have to be a geek to use these sites. You just have to want to be heard. So in order to contribute, the internet is the perfect forum for contributing to help the environment and biodiversity. It allows people to engage with others and allows green voices to be heard. You can take part in online surveys in polls, such as the koala survey, the bird data survey, online polls. You'll find them on news websites, you know, do you think this, do you think that. You can leave comments like I was showing you before at The Age and other places. You could start your own blog. You could have a podcast. Podcasts are audio shows or audio clips. You can start a wiki, which I'll talk about in a minute. You could upload videos to YouTube to record events, put your photos on sites like Picasa. Join discussion forums that we were looking at before, online forums. You can get into chat rooms. You can also join causes on Facebook and take part in cause marketing initiatives. So a good place to air your opinion is a place like this at Online Opinions. This is an Australian e-journal and it's all about social and political debates and news. So don't be afraid to subscribe and join into things like this. If you don't want to share your personal information, then make up an online persona with its own email address and its own Facebook page. You can contribute to non-mainstream media in this way. You can use things like video and YouTube to publicise an event, and you can publicise your videos on your Facebook page. Then you can use your blog entries to flesh out the details. You can send out alerts to all your fans on Twitter that you've got new things happening. It may take a little while to build up followers, but if you put interesting things out there on the internet, you'll get fans pretty quickly. You can also have your own TV show on places like Ustream, which streams live video. Well, how about contributing to the Worldwide Environmental Radio Network at Real World Radio? One of the main goals of this particular site is to exchange environmental shows on sustainability and environmental issues. Now, just something to be aware of is this site's written in many different languages, so you need to click on the English button unless you can speak Espanol, French, Italian or Portuguese. But you can contribute your very own radio show, start one up and put it on there if you'd like. You can also use bookmarks. I'm a big fan of this site, Delicious. So bookmarking is where, when you like a site, I'll just bring up my other thing here. That's not that one. This one. When you like a website, you can go to your bookmarks and you can bookmark it. And once you bookmark a site, done, you can actually bookmark it using these Delicious websites. So you can share your bookmarks with other people. So what I did is I went in and I searched for biodiversity and it gave me a list of other people or entities, just like this one's an entity, of their online bookmarks. Now you'll see that they've got 7,500 sites bookmarked in there. So this one's only got 208. So it just depends, you know, and you can look for anything on Delicious and you'll often find it, or you can share your own and you can get people being fans of your bookmark. You can send out an RSS alert of your bookmark to your fans when you put a new one on there. There are other services. This is Delicious. There's other ones called Dig, Stumble Upon, other places like that. Again, you'll be able to, I think we've got this of them in here, but what you'll find is, now somewhere or other, the green piece has them. So bookmark, there you are. So you click on these and you'll see them here. There's Dig, Delicious. So if this is a site you like, and let's say you've got a Delicious account, you just click on it and it'll put it in there. That's what it means. It means put them on that. This will, if you're using Internet Explorer, I'm actually using Firefox, but if I was using Internet Explorer, I could instantly add it to my favourites. I can add it to my Facebook page, and I can add it to my Google bookmark, and I can also add it to my Twitter account there. You see, add this. So you'll find them on there because they want you to. They want you to be a part of it. They want you to hear what they have to say. You can also contribute to wikis. So wikis are websites that allow you to add content or edit information on them and create communal documents or databases. You could start your own about something that you're passionate about. For instance, you might want to start one about wildflowers in the Wombat Forest. And let's not forget Yahoo Groups. Groups or Yahoo Groups, there's other groups you can join, but this one, there's Google Groups as well, but Yahoo's got them here. This one's Planet Pals, which is one for kids, in particular for schools to join up. So these are really great places where committees or working groups can start up a Yahoo group. So you could use your Yahoo group then. You can either have it public like this one, or you can have a private one that only allows entrance for people who have been invited to be join up to be members. So you can use your Yahoo group for if you've got members on your group that are all over the country or all over the world, for instance. It's the one place they can all get to, provided they can go online. You can use them to store documents that you're working on communally. You can share online data of interest, for instance, a video. You can even hold conversations with their forums. You'll see they've got a little forum group going over here, which has, here we are, posts and groups, just like on, you know, that forum we looked at before. And then they can reply to you and so on and so forth at a time that suits you. So my pick of all the different sites that I came across was this one, which is current. It's a current initiative. It's a biodiversity e-conference that's online. It's being run by the it's called the ANEC 2010. And it's the first mega consultation process utilising internet communication technology to seek the views and provide a framework for an electronic debate prior to the meeting of the Conference of Parties for the Convention on Biological Diversity. The outputs of this discussion are going to be summarised and presented to the United Nations General Assembly in September. They are asking as many people as possible to come and be involved in the online debate. And again, you can see here, RSSP, where's Anik? Should be on here somewhere. It'll be on there tonight. That was my pick of sites because I just thought it was such an exciting thing. Oh, in fact, here we are, I'll just Google it. I was on the research page. Okay. We had this real... Remember I was saying that some of these sites fitted into other categories, so that's what we've done. So with this, you would just say, yes, I want to participate, and you click on it and see what happens when I'm going into the unknown here. Oh, there we are. So this is the forum. Here you are. So these are all the different topics. Do you think biodiversity is important and why? So these are all different people's postings on here about what they think, and you can have your say on this as well. And that concludes my talk. It's all happening. It's all out there. It's fantastic stuff. And I had a lot of fun doing the research for this particular topic because I didn't know about some of those things, so I've upgraded my skills now.
Yeah.
And it's just been wonderful.